Good evening, good evening. This is Charlene Says, you know, kind of like that elementary game Simon Says. So that's really what that is and where I took that from. But this is my first podcast, so yay! Feel free to applaud right now. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Charlene Fale-Po'ono, also known as the Credit Goddess, and I created this podcast really to connect with other women out there, to talk about different things that we love to talk about: fashion, family, favorite celebrity gossip, and hey, even the fun stuff, finances. So here tonight, so that I will be accountable, I will try and post a podcast every week on a Friday. Why did I choose Friday? Because that takes true dedication to be up on a Friday night and to record a podcast. So I'm sitting here in my lovely studio, drinking some coffee with my feet up on the dashboard. Not a desk, but the dashboard with all of the controls. And I'm loving life. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm not in a studio. But the great thing about recording and audio is that you get to paint the picture for people. So I will try my best to have a great conversation with you, but I will need you to participate with me. So if I'm saying something that is on point, then please let me know. Like I said, this is my first podcast. So a couple of things that I want to talk about tonight. Number one, I want to introduce the main thing that I do. Number two, we're going to pick a celebrity that has been popular for the last couple of weeks or so, just to get your point of view and so that you can kind of get a good feel of me, what I value, and we'll just be good old friends. How does that sound? So the first thing is, I live in Oklahoma. I was born in California. I'm a Cali-Oki. So my parents moved here, I want to say when I was about 8 years old. I've been back and forth to Oklahoma. And for the summers, I would go back to California and spend time with my grandparents, my aunts and uncles. And California has a little bit to do with my DNA. When people here in Oklahoma, even though I haven't lived in California for a long time, they always say, "I can tell you're not from here," whatever that means. But either way, people say I have a country accent, which I'll let you be the judge of that. I don't think I do. But anyhow, so fast forward, way forward. I worked for the state of Oklahoma for 4 years. I needed to find something different. I wasn't at home with my children. And regardless of being a high school dropout and then going back to go get my GED at 32 years old, I went and got my bachelor's after I got my GED and I graduated, and it really was quite a journey. Anyhow, not to bore you with the logistics of that, I ended up needing to do something different. I knew that since I was a young child that I always was an entrepreneur. For example, when I was a younger kid, I always wanted to sell something. Most little girls, they got dolls and things like that. I would get the JCPenney catalogs and would be happy with that. I told my sister that was a year and a day younger than me that she got to pick whatever she wanted in the catalog and she only had $10,000 to spend. And I made a cash register out of a piece of paper. And it brought me great joy to know that I had something that people wanted. Fast forward, kindergarten started selling stickers. Middle school started selling candy. And I even started doing homework for this Mexican young girl that her parents owned a store. So she would give me candy and money to do her homework. It's always been my thing, which I didn't know that's what that was back then, but I've always been like this little entrepreneur person. So fast forward, last year I made the decision to pick something when I found the opportunity to go out there and break my wings and take flight. I became a credit repair agent. It made complete sense. I got to help other people, I got to make money, and I got to spend more time with my children. It sounded like a no-brainer. Well, anyhow, this entrepreneur journey has been a roller coaster, but let me tell you, it has been so worth it. I'm less stressed. I get to spend more time with my babies, and every school event I've been at, every time something has happened, I've been able to show up. I've even taken them to emergency rooms at times, and the next day not have to call in because I was too tired. But anyhow, fun stuff now. Okay, now you know a little bit about me and this entrepreneurial crazy journey that the universe ends up aligning things when you start taking those steps towards your dreams. Let's talk about some fun celebrity gossip. So, Meghan Markle. What kind of Walt Disney dream thing is this? You have a regular schmegular young lady who ends up marrying a prince, Prince Harry. Where does that happen at? Here in America, apparently. Or way out there overseas in another country. But the young lady is an American. And now, when she got married, she didn't become Princess Meghan Markle, Harry, whatever. She became the Duchess of Sussex. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that, but it sounds pretty cool if you ask me. Anyhow, there's a bunch of buzz around the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. Why? You know, you hear many people online who are saying things about she's fake, they don't like her. Hey, watch your mouth. How can you be fake in that? A regular schmegular. She basically let us know that we can do anything and be anything. We've always thought it. But the more women do amazing things, we start believing it even more. Anyhow, you go, girl. Insert hand clap right here. Okay, guys, so we talked about that. You know a little bit more about me. You know about my little favorite celeb gossip. But let me tell you guys, listen to this. So everyone spent about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to watch this wedding, right? Let's talk about finances. We love to be entertained, but the truth of the matter is, we have a lot of work to do. There are over 43 million Americans with a credit score that's less than 599. You heard me correct. Over 43 million Americans. What can we possibly do to change the trajectory? It is going to take a lot of work and a lot more than podcasts, a lot more than classes, a lot more than online webinars. So, here's what I would like you to do. If you enjoy this podcast and there is some information that you found valuable that someone needs to hear, please share this. It may not even be valuable. It may just be entertainment. Hey, that's what we're here for, right? So let me entertain you just a little bit more. So I definitely will be able to help you with credit repair. But let's get rid of some of the myths. Some people believe that things on your credit reports have to remain on there 7 to 10 years. Dun, dun, dun. That is incorrect. That is a myth. Things do not have to stay on your credit report for 7 to 10 years. According to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you can dispute anything negative and derogatory. And those things can be something as minor as the spelling of your name, your address, the amounts. So there are several loopholes that we can use to help people get medical bills, collections, bankruptcy, student loans, child support, tax liens, all of that stuff that you have that are negative and derogatory. We can get those items deleted. And hey, guess what? When you do, those things increase your credit score. Just because you pay something that's in collections does not mean that your credit score will increase. Dun, dun, dun. All that means is that you paid it, and on your credit reports, it will show that it was paid, but 35% of your credit scores are made up by your payment history. So all of that bad history from before, it's still on your credit reports, darling poo-poo. So just some knowledge, not just trying to sell you on something, but just trying to teach you a little bit of something, something. Because many of us weren't educated when we were younger, and now we're having to live backwards. It's okay though. We're used to being the comeback kids, right? It's what America was built on. Like I said, please share my podcast. It's my first one. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it's not your last. Maybe it's your first. Hopefully not your last. This is your girl, Charlene Says, and I'm signing out. Talk to you soon.